Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The more that you listen, the more you will know. A man who was rotten. Oh, say it ain't so. You know, history can really give someone some trust issues. We grow up thinking that we know all there is to know about a person, but little do we know, they were nothing but a rotten apple right under our noses. I wondered what that smell was. He has gone down in history as a popular author of children's books, but there was a darker side to the man who put a cat in a hat. Aside from not actually liking kids to being a racist, there is so much to unfold in the book about the not-so-Dr. Seuss. So grab your lanterns and let's get started on this childhood-ruining lesson. Sorry. Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the most rotten one of all? Hi, hello, and howdy, my darlings, and thank you for joining me on this lesson of Rotten to the Core. I am your not-so-evil queen, Joshua Waters. This is the history podcast about rotten people, where we attempt to learn a lesson or two from them that can help us in our current lives. We cover some pretty rotten people, but I like to use a little humor here and there, so we can all make it through without the feeling of utter despair. I try to see the silver lining in every dark cloud, and I hope you enjoy learning all about Dr. Seuss, aka Ted Geisel. Ted was born on March 2, 1904 in Springfield, Massachusetts, to German immigrant parents. His dad owned and operated a brewery, and his mom was a homemaker. From an early age, Ted enjoyed drawing his versions of different animals, and his parents recognized his ability, and they bought him a sketchbook, and even let him draw on the walls of his own bedroom. His family had a tradition of going to the zoo every Sunday afternoon, and he saw all sorts of animal inspiration there. His father even took a job at the zoo later during Prohibition when his brewery was shut down. And the zoo would remain a common inspiration and happy place for Ted for the remainder of his life. Either naturally or because of bullying, Ted was introverted and humorous growing up. He was decently talented at school and was accepted into Dartmouth College and found side work drawing little comics for their student paper. He eventually worked his way up to the editor of that paper, before he was fired because he was caught drinking. And that's when Dr. Seuss was born. He had enjoyed his work at the paper and wanted to continue, so the pseudonym was created. Would you believe my real name isn't Not So Evil Queen? It's actually So Not Evil Queen, but I had to change it for legal reasons. Once he graduated from Dartmouth, he attended Oxford in England for one semester before moving to New York City. By 1927, he had successfully published his first cartoon in the Saturday Evening Post. He originally had planned to write jokes for adults, but because of conflicts with his ad contracts, they really didn't want him writing that because it would have been competition. So left with no other outlet to sell his comics to, he found a loophole in the contracts. Children's books. Now, his first one was rejected because publishers thought it would teach children to lie. Up until then, children's books were only written to teach children how to behave. Think Peter Rabbit, So this sounds like a book that would be right up my alley. Remember, though, it's a children's book. He wrote a book called Boners by Those Who Pulled Them. I shit you not. Boners apparently also means mistake, but I'd be careful who you use that around. Boners even made it to the New York Times bestsellers list and was so successful, he made a second one called More Boners. There was even a pocket-size edition called The Pocketbook of Boners. Everyone just walking around in the 1930s with boners. Anyone have a time machine? Speaking of boners, remember, Dr. Seuss never wanted to write for children. So he also wrote some adult books. In 1939, he published The Seven Lady Godivas, which is about seven naked sisters who never wore clothes. He also added illustrations to a book called The Bedroom Companion that depicts some pretty racy scenes. It wasn't until 1940 that Dr. Seuss had a successful book called Horton Hatches an Egg after signing under Random House. His success was cut short, though, due to World War II, and he actually stopped writing children's books for several years. Instead, he decided to make the switch from a children's author to a creator of war propaganda. Even though he was in his late 30s at the time, he enlisted and was made into Captain Geisel, a war propagandist. The army then moved him and his wife to Los Angeles, and he got to work writing alongside the man who later created the Looney Tunes and even the superhero father, Stan Lee. In the propaganda, you can find examples of racism towards the Japanese and the support of Japanese internment camps. Come to find out, his depiction of the Japanese wasn't the only racist thing he created. If you look at some of his earlier cartoons, the way he depicted black people and Arab people was horrendous. One of the cartoons even has the N-word on it. It's on a sign that reads, "Take home a high grade for the woodpile. Satisfaction guaranteed." His racist drawings were even controversial back then. And if you ever look one up, you'll quickly see why. It wasn't until around 1950 that Dr. Seuss saw fame with his Cat in the Hat book after finding out that children's literacy had started to decline. He began working 7 days a week after that and pumping out at least one book a year. You know, the Berenstain Bears? He also helped with that, too. Is nothing sacred anymore? Before his death, Dr. Seuss either wrote or co-wrote 66 books. You think a man who wrote books for children would love kids, right? Actually, it's the opposite. Those closest to him all claim that he didn't care for kids at all and was kind of afraid of them. He even publicly said about kids, "You have them, I'll entertain them." Now don't get me wrong, I also have a dislike of children. I wish them nothing but the best, brightest futures, just not anywhere near me. I also haven't created an entire career based around them. If any kids listen, eat your veggies, brush your teeth, and wash your hands. It's also never too early to wear deodorant. Holidays are here, and before you know it, you'll blink and they'll be gone. If you're like me, when they're gone, you'll also be stuck with a few extra pounds and lower energy from all that unhealthy food that I allow myself to indulge in. With Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, you can replenish your body for every meal of the day with their chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered directly to your doorstep. I don't know about you, but during the holidays, I try to save all my cooking energy for the big days. The rest of the time, I like to do as little of it as possible and enjoy my time decorating. Since I joined Factor, I have eaten better than I ever have. And I don't have to deal with the busy holiday sensory overload at the grocery stores. This November, you already have enough hassle on your plate, so try adding Factor to it instead, and eat healthier too. You pick what meals you want, and they come packed and fresh right to your doorstep. Did I mention that they are ready in 2 minutes or less, and you can toss everything after? No extra dishes to do. Yes, please. Head to factormeals.com/rotten50 and use code ROTTEN50 to get 50% off. That's code ROTTEN50 at factormeals.com/rotten50 to get 50% off. The personal life of Dr. Seuss was successful for the majority of it. He and his first wife, Helen, traveled around the world, and they even bought their dream home in San Diego, California. Helen herself even wrote several children's books and would help her husband with his own by giving him notes. She had polio as a young girl and was unable to bear children. It's unknown if that's why they never had kids or just because he didn't like them. The couple lived great lives, pretty much. They traveled, did what they want, and were successful in their careers. That is, until Helen's health started to fail her. In 1954, Helen was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, where the body's own immune system attacks the nerves. It resulted in Helen being paralyzed and having to rely on an iron lung to survive. If that wasn't enough, alongside of it, she was also diagnosed with cancer. And unable to cope with his wife's failing health and lack of affection, Dr. Seuss began an affair with his next wife, Audrey Dimond. Before too long, Helen found out about her husband's affair and committed suicide. In her note, she asked him what happened to them and for him to remember the good times. Dr. Seuss blamed himself and fell into a short depression because of it. That was until he married his newly divorced mistress, Audrey, the following year. In May 1968, Seuss wrote to friends, "Audrey and I are going to be married. I am acquiring 2 daughters, aged 9 and 14. I am rebuilding the house to take care of the influx. I am 64 years old. I am marrying a woman 18 years younger. I have not flipped my lid. This is not a sudden, nutty decision. This is an inevitable, inescapable conclusion. All I ask is that you try to believe in me." Let me guess, she was an old soul. After they were married, the couple was shunned by Ted's friends, unsurprisingly, because they blamed him for his wife Helen's death. Even with that, though, they remained married until Dr. Seuss's death in 1991. This last little bit is more of a fun fact. It's the holiday season, and I love me some How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Well, aside from that Where Are You Christmas song. Dr. Seuss didn't have to look too far for inspiration for the Grinch. He was his own inspiration. He said he was inspired when he was brushing his teeth the day after Christmas. In the book, the Grinch also says that he's been putting up with this for 53 years, which is also how old Dr. Seuss was when he wrote it. Even more, he had a vanity plate made that read, "Grinch." Who knew? Well, I hope you all enjoyed this lesson on Dr. Seuss today. I wanted to take it easy on us after our last two. Not every rotten person has to be horribly evil. Sometimes they're just rotten because of their actions. Today I learned, one, that you should always be honest in your relationships. If you aren't happy, talk to them. And two, it's never too late to learn from your mistakes. Yes, Dr. Seuss did create extremely racist images, but it does appear based on his later works, that he did learn better. But we all know, from there to here, from here to there, rotten things are everywhere. I appreciate and thank each and every one of you for supporting Rotten to the Core. Until next week, be happy, find peace, and don't hurt anyone. If you enjoy Rotten to the Core, please follow me on Instagram or Patreon. Both of those are at It's Rotten to the Core. I also have a TikTok now, and it is at Rotten in History. You can also listen to me on my other podcast, Mystery Inc., which I do with my brother, Shane. We have a Facebook group called Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole. There we will be interacting and having a plethora of extra fun, foul, mysterious, rotten, and historical things a-brewing. Join us there and have a great week ahead, everyone. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.